The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and good morning to the hot weather we've been having here. It's and you know what? Drink a lot of water, maybe some Gatorade or something like that. That, you know, no energy drinks, no stuff like that. But please, 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 let's hydrate. You know, first of all, we got to tell everybody, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app or go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the podcast button. And that way you can hear today's show or last week's or last month's or whatever you want to listen to. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Remember that. And also go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And like us, okay? That's important. So sit back, lay back, kind of enjoy the day. We're broadcasting to you from the Waspe Scout Reservation at the E. Erner Goodman Museum here in Whitehall, east of Whitehall, Michigan. So we're making sure we have a good connection. We got Jake in the studio to make sure we're talking online here. But let's talk what's on today's show. Today's show, we've got a really big shoe. We have Captain Tony, I think, sitting on the dock somewhere in Winthrop Harbor, waiting for us. Then Cody Norton, a wildlife biologist for the state of Michigan. He's the bear, deer, wolves, fox, anything with fur, he's in charge of, okay? And they it's a great story about they finally caught a black bear that 2 years ago got his head stuck in the cover of a plastic drum and has been running around the woods for 2 years with this, like a when you get your dog from the vet, it's got the collar of shame, they call it. So they finally caught him, and it's a good story. We're going to talk to him about that. Then Anthony Zimmer from the Ultimate Fishing Guide Service for Illinois, Southern Wisconsin, and Lake Michigan is coming on. He's going to be talking about some of the really good walleye fishing that's going on right now on the chain, right now. And last but not least, we'll get the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan. So we'll hear from him too. But you know what? I see the lights flashing on the switchboard. That must mean Captain Tony's on hold with us.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, he must be sitting on the dock of Winthrop Harbor, not on the bay. But where's my friend Captain Tony?
Hey, morning, Chance.
Morning,
we're
my friend.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Wasting.
I'll tell you what, just wasting time.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we got cold water in front. Move the fish around. Mm-hmm. Some chunky, chunky cohos are around, and
ooh,
they're fighting like kings, you know.
Nice.
We're also seeing a few 2 and 3 year old kings, 10, 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did one 15 last week. We did catch a brownie the other day.
Really?
Yeah, we took a brownie. He had to be like, I don't know, 6 pounds. A little chunker. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that cold, that water's so cold in there. It was 53 degrees on top. You could see right down to the bottom in 20 feet of water. We've been fishing deeper and deeper. I made it out the other day all the way out to 140 feet, you know, and there was a few fish out there. But, yeah, the mornings, you know, the structure's working. And then if that dies when the sun comes up, go deep.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's still an early morning bite is your better time, right?
Yeah, early morning bite. You know, we're switching over to Big Dodgers. I don't know what it's called. It's a chrome Dodger with an eyeball on it, Charlie Special or something like that. He's behind a Super Frog. He's been taking fish on a Dipsy down 90. Stubbies are still working. Yellow polka dot with a Mirage fly behind it. Coppers, 200 coppers been working. Seven color, six color, and five color have been taking fish too with spoons on them. So mix it up. Yeah. Troll a bunch of stuff, cover a lot of water.
Well, and that seems to be the thing. And, you know, if you like, get out early, that's the best time before the sun comes up. The water's so clear, they take off, move to different areas. And, but, you know, it sounds like we're going to stay a little bit out of the massively hot weather for a few days. And, you know, it's summertime in Chicago. You got to know what to expect, right?
Right. You know, it gets hot out there. The afternoon trips get really hot. The flies are out there. So if you're coming in with shorts, bring a pair of pants. Yep. Unless you got something with like 50% DEETs, man, those flies are pretty nasty. They were out there 2 days in a row on us. The other day we had some little kind of gnats. I don't know what they are. They're just running all over you. They were just annoying. But, you know, I wear my sun clothes, long sleeves. I got my face mask, you know, try to stay cold, plenty of water. Yeah, the afternoons are real hot.
Okay. Well, cool. If somebody wants a book with you, Tony, and get out on Lake Michigan and catch some of those nice, man, I want to see a brownie on my line. You know, brownies and those fat coho with the shoulder shoulder pads on and a couple of kings and who knows what else is out there. But, you know, what's the best way to do this, Tone?
I would actually call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. All my pricing and information is on my website at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Oh, sounds good. What do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
Take care, Tony.
All right, guys. Be safe out there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. I'm
sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Hey, sportsmen. Boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Monster Bass!
Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And as you know, I love the science of the outdoors. And whether it's fishing, hunting, bird watching, water study, what's on top of the water, under the water, in the dirt. Well, not here. It's in the sand, out of the sand in Michigan. But study what's on top of the water, under the water, in the dirt. Well, not here. It's in the sand, out of the sand in Michigan. But I saw this press release from Cody Norton, and he's with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Cody, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
What's your official title, by the way?
I'm the bear, fur bearer, and small game specialist for the DNR's Wildlife Division.
Bear, fur bearer, and small game specialist? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I basically cover those programs across the state.
Cool. That's really cool. Now, this is what caught my attention. Tell me about this bear that's been running around for 2 years in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. We first became aware of this bear 2 years ago. It was a cub, and it had gotten its head stuck in a blue plastic lid that had a couple holes in the top, and became stuck. We were able to, you know, hear about reports of like trail camera photos of the bear in different locations, but it would show up. Somebody would get a photo. It might get to us, you know, quickly, sometimes later on, after the bear had already moved on, but it never seemed to, you know, stay in one place long enough for us to catch up to it until this spring.
Yeah. Because the bear's not going to sit there waiting for you, right?
Exactly. Yep. And especially, I mean, fall, you've got bait piles out there. Springtime, it's breeding season. There's a lot of travel, a lot of movement, larger home range sizes for bears. So, yeah, it was hard to keep them in one spot and long enough to get a trap there and get them caught.
Yeah. Now, this lid, this plastic lid that was on a 55-gallon drum with, you said it was a cub, right, that first got its head in there?
Yes. Okay. Yep, he was a cub.
And so bear hunters would take these plastic drums and basically throw a whole bunch of donuts in them. it's like I feel like I'm watching Yogi Bear on television, you know, making a picnic basket for him. So they load up these bins, these plastic drums, put that seal back on the top of it with these holes in it, because that
and basically you're trying to keep the bear in the area because he's trying to get the donuts or whatever food they put in there out of these holes, correct?
Yes, except for this bear specifically, we don't know for sure if this was a bait barrel used for bear hunting or if it was a barrel being used to store chicken feed or something else that might have been attractive to a bear. But,
oh.
But certainly barrels are used in Michigan on private lands.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, the idea is basically to keep the bait. It rains out in the woods. Raccoons try to steal your bait, other smaller carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to try to contain that bait is something that is desirable for most hunters.
Oh, okay. So, like I said, it could have just, went by the chicken coop, found this bin full of things and stuck its head in it and got caught. But now, okay, if it was 2 years ago, in 2 years, that bear grew, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, when it was a cub, it would have been born that winter before. So it was a very young, small bear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what weight, but probably, 10, 20 pounds by the time it picked up the lid. And we caught it as a two-year-old, and it weighed 110 pounds. So it had certainly grown over that time period.
Okay, so if it went from a smaller, from a cub to, what did it weigh again? What was the size?
So it was 110 pounds.
110
pounds.
Spring
when we caught it.
Yeah, so at 110 pounds, that had to put more bulk on that, around his neck and his body and everything else. I mean, it's like, I'm amazed. Cody, I am just absolutely 100% amazed how this bear lived for 2 years with this collar of shame like a dog gets when he goes to the vet, on him.
Yes, and we were pretty amazed too. Each time it showed up again on somebody's trail camera in the springtime, we were kind of blown away. We did not, especially the first winter, we didn't expect the bear to be able to successfully den and make it through a Michigan winter with this thing around its neck.
Yeah.
But obviously it was able to feed itself and eat and drink and put on weight and grow. And once the lid was taken off the bear, it was pretty amazing what good condition the bear, was in. We weren't really expecting that.
Yeah. I mean, God, there's all these, lines from the Yogi Bear cartoon show. He was smarter than your average bear because he lived for 2 years with this collar on. He was able to forage. He's able to walk through the woods, run through the woods. There's so many things that this bear must have experienced. And then now, the big question is, you saw him on the trail camera. You're trying to figure out where he is, where he might be, where he could be, or going. How did you catch a 110-pound bear who probably didn't want to be caught?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we had we tried to have a game plan in place for how to be able to respond quickly if it did show up again.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's really nice is, even 10 years ago, 5-10 years ago, most people were using trail cameras that you'd have to go out and physically check in the field, in the woods, and
yeah,
look at the SD card, the card, and read the photos. And you might be weeks behind an animal by mm-hmm. the time you pull it up, depending on how often you're checking it. Now, a lot of people are using cell cams, so they are getting notified, immediately every time a photo gets taken.
Oh.
So that was, I believe that was the case for this bear or this scenario this spring. Somebody got the photo, got it to us right away. The local staff went out there and basically set up a bait station right at that spot to try to get the bear to stay
mm-hmm.
in one place. And then we've actually been transitioning to newer style bear traps in the Lower Peninsula that are smaller diameter. They're aluminum. They're really nice, but with a bear with its head stuck in a lid this big, we were afraid that it might not either be able to go into the trap or it might be kind of banging, on the edges of it and not comfortable entering.
Right.
So instead we organized with UP, Upper Peninsula staff, with some of our older really large diameter traps. And so we had to run one of those down from the UP and get it to this location and get it set. And we were able to catch the bear pretty much right after, which was really, really nice.
This is so cool. Everybody, we're talking with Cody Norton, wildlife biologist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And I am so, you have captured my imagination and curiosity with this whole thing. I'm so excited about this. Now, okay, you using that big trap is probably better because the bear, if he would have bumped into anything with that collar, he would have gone, I'm out of here, you know? You know, I'm not going to be sticking around here.
Yeah, absolutely. That was our thought. And in order to set the traps off that we have, they have to pull on basically a little bait cage at the back of it. And so, you know, the way his head was in this barrel, I don't know, it reminds me of like an old rotary phone. If he's trying to get to his head to the right height of where the bait's going to be, in a really small diameter barrel, it might not be possible, or it might be really, really challenging and make him uncomfortable and leave.
Yeah.
That was our thought.
Yeah. Cause they're spooky, you know, that's why nature is the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you got him in the cage or this trap, you have to anesthetize him to make him take a little nap for you because you're not going to play, patsies with a 110 pound bear. And then how'd you get it off? Just cut it off.
Yeah, the local wildlife technician went on a little shopping spree at Home Depot that morning, tried to just have, everything we could possibly need to be able to cut through the material and do it safely next to the bear's neck. So it was basically just cutting it off. The lid had cracked in between the two holes, which was interesting, but didn't look like it was, flexing enough or going to be possible for that bear to get the lid off on its own.
Yeah. So. Now the, you said you checked the bear out then, right?
Yeah. So it had, obviously all of its hair was worn off around its neck. It had some significant scarring around its neck where that barrel had been, spinning around it on it. And then it had an abscess as well next to where the lid had been, but otherwise, the bear was, we usually do body conditions on all of our bears that we handle for research or different management purposes. And it scored pretty well, on that condition score. 110 pounds is pretty typical for a 2-year-old bear. So we were, like I said, pleasantly surprised. We expect it to make a full recovery and, might not have as much hair and might have some scarring that it carries on into the future around its neck. But otherwise, it looks like it should be just fine.
Yeah. Well, in a couple of years when he has his own little bear family, he could tell his little cubs about the tough life he had working the streets in Michigan, fighting off the animals that grabbed his neck and stuff. He could make all kinds of stories for him, for the little bears in his family. This is so cool, Cody. This is so cool. Now, did you put a tag in his ear?
Yes. So we would have loved to actually get locations on it, right? But our normal method of that is putting a collar on, and we weren't going to do that with this bear. So, we did put an ear tag in. So hopefully, the same method we've been able to keep tabs on him over the last couple of years. People get trail camera photos and share them with us. Or if they show up on DNR trail cams, we should be able to hopefully keep tabs on it, see how it might have recovered, see how that fur's growing on its neck. And yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to at least keep tabs on it that way.
That's cool. Everybody, and there's something like, there's like 13,000 of them in the state of Michigan bears. And I think I saw a little note that 1,700 of them are in the lower Northern Peninsula, like basically Muskegon North. If you draw a line across Apple Avenue from east to west, from there north, there's 1,700 bears that live in this area. And it's just amazing how you guys, the biologists, are getting so much data, so much research to making the outdoors safe for people to enjoy, but making the outdoors perfect for all of wildlife to live. Really, Cody, you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
yeah, we're constantly trying to balance, you know, having a bear population that provides the benefits of having bears out on the landscape, part of the ecosystem, providing opportunity for people that might just enjoy watching bears or hunting bears. And then you're trying to balance that with minimizing conflicts between people and bears. So it's, just trying to find that sweet spot for the bear population.
Right. And always remember, don't feed the bears.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't feed the bears. Cody, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about whatever you named this friendly little bear, become part of the history and the lore of the Bears of Michigan, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free. That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a water wolf.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have a fine gentleman from the Unlimited Guide Service who does a little bit of fishing guiding on the chain, Geneva, Lake Michigan, probably a couple of, you know, good seafood restaurants that he checks out, you know. But we've got Anthony Zimmer on the phone. Anthony, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Chauncey. How are you?
Buddy, I know it's been hot is not the right word. There's a few adjectives we could put in front of the word hot. But, yeah. I mean, I know that's rough on the chain, but the chain does get an influx of water from Wisconsin, so hopefully it's going to cool a little bit down. What's going on out there? That these are the lakes that you do all your guiding on.
Yeah, these are my home waters. You know, honestly, Chauncey, what I will tell you is the issue we're having now is we haven't had the rain that we've had in the past years. Mm-hmm. And with the new management of the dam system, that they're keeping the water down on us. We're about a foot and a half low of where we should be, you know, in past years. But, you know, the one plus side to everything, and I will tell you, is when the water warms up on the chain, and when I say warm, I mean bath water warm.
Mm-hmm.
We hit that 72, 73 degree water, and it's you snap your fingers with these 90 degree days and these 70, 80 degree nights, and that water's back up in this, you know, low 80s. Mid 80s, just because we have such a shallow system. The average, you know, average depth of our system is 3 to 5 feet of water.
Mm.
A lot of our lakes are mud bottom, mud and sand, but we do have a lot of areas that have rock in them. And those areas generally heat up a little bit faster than the sand and the mud flats, you know, in and around our bodies of water on the chain. So kind of going into that, though, you know, a lot of people, you know, with the muskie, obviously you hit that upper 70s, you start backing off your muskie fishing.
Yeah.
You start really pushing more into your walleye and your multi-species. But when the water hits that 72, I love when the water hits 72, because between 72 and 80 degrees, those walleyes have to eat. They, you know, and scientifically they say 2/3 more than they generally eat on a daily basis just to keep their metabolism up, so they don't die from the heat. So, you know, in my world, I love it when the water gets hot, because the bite gets just as hot as the water is. You know, we're getting crazy numbers mm-hmm. right now. A lot of big fish. You know, there's a lot of pluses that come with it. But again, you can get a lot of dead loss too. If you hook a fish wrong, they're not going to revive as quick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're hooking them deep and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of people probably don't think what you just said is remarkable, that water gets warm, all those fish, because their metabolism is kicking into way high gear.
Yes, it kicks into overdrive.
Yeah.
So what happens is, and you notice, the guys that fish the chain on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
they're going to notice that the bite's going to pick up. Now, if you get your weekend guys that come out of town, and they come out when the water's in the 60s, and they miss that window of when we have that hot spike of water, and it gets up in the high 70s and the low 80s,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to know the phenomenal bite that we do have on the chain. You know, I mean, again, we go from doing, you know, an average, let's say we just run a 4-hour trip. On a 4-hour trip, we're averaging on, you know, when you got your 50, 60 degree water, you're averaging 10, 15 fish per trip, walleyes wise.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, when that water was up in the high 70s, I have one specific trip that I can mention. And between 4 o'clock in the afternoon and 6:30, we caught over 50 walleyes.
Oh my gosh.
50 walleyes in one spot. And I actually had a Fox Lake police officer and a state trooper on the boat with me that day. They were dumbfounded because they had fished a chain for, you know, 5-6 years. They have not had a lot of luck.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were just starting to move from shore fishing onto a boat, you know, but they had never seen anything like that. And again, when I told them that, I said, you know, guys, what we're going to need to look for is we're going to have to look for these fish in pods. They might not bite right away. It's going to be in a window. But when the first one goes, it's going to turn on. And just like I said, it was like clockwork. It was almost like I had a crystal ball that day.
Oh,
4 o'clock,
wow.
First cast goes out on the spot, hooks a fish. We were cast for almost 2.5 hours for walleyes. Now, if you did not catch one on a cast, you thought you something was wrong. It got that good. I mean, we went through, I mean, we must have went through 15 dozen crawlers.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was outstanding. It was outstanding. Yeah.
But you're also picking up largemouth bass. You're picking up catfish. You're picking up a little wide variety. But you know, if you can do that many walleyes, you know, you're going to get the gold star in your permanent record in school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and the one thing I will say is in the past years, our perch populations really come around and we're catching some really dandy perch.
I got a glow on my face, you know.
It's hard to really pinpoint them. You can get them, you can pinpoint them right after ice out, and you can pinpoint them, you know, beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they spread out with the sheephead and they spread out with the catfish. Generally, when you find your walleyes, you're going to find your perch. But, I mean, we're getting a lot of 12, 12 and a half. We got a couple 13s this year. The perch mileage is coming around. It really is.
All right. You definitely got my attention. Walleye, perch, let's go.
Yeah. I'd love to have you out. I would love to have you
that's
out.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And, you know, but you're also fishing Geneva. You're fishing you also do Lake Michigan you're kind of like a, you know, not just a one body water, you know, fully licensed guide, right, the whole nine yards. I mean, and you know, you're doing it right. You know, you're not a fly by night guide, which is why I like having people like you on my show, because, you know, even before the first hook is dropped, you're going out with a quality person in my mind, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, we really strive. When I started Unlimited Guide Service, we really pushed to become one of the trusted guide services in the industry. I mean, there's, I'm not saying there's not trusted guides out here, because there is. There's a lot of great, great guide services. But then again, on the flip side, you have the guys that, you know, they might have one piece of the puzzle or two pieces of the puzzle. They don't have the entire puzzle. So when we started, myself and Patrick Dedina, you know, we stated, I don't care how much money it takes or what it's going to take to do it, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to have the best equipment we can afford. Even if we can't afford it, we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody's going to pay us their hard-earned money to go out and catch fish, we're going to do it with all the top quality stuff, the newest stuff on the market.
And that's the other thing. You know, I've told people, when you go out with a guide, yes, I know you have your favorite tackle box, you have your favorite rod and reel, but you know what? Please, unless you're going to go out fishing without a guide at some time, when, you know, a day or before or after, whatever, leave out your stuff at home and use what you have, because your rods and reels are set up with the right line, the right leaders, the right drag, everything is, you know, current and clean. Your hooks are sharper than bejesus. And you know, you don't, it's like, you don't have to go through the learning of taking somebody's rod and rigging it up for you to fish, you know?
Right. And we have a lot of people ask us that question. I'm really glad you brought that up, because, you know, to the listeners out there, I just want to stress, we are okay, and most guides are okay with you bringing your own stuff. The exactly what Chauncey just said, though, is there's a lot of little idiosyncrasies that we do with our stuff, the ways that we run certain hooks.
Yeah.
We are okay showing you, but if you show up with the wrong stuff, we will try to get you, you know, dialed in with what you got. But if you're running a mono rod and we're not running mono, it's hard for me to try to explain why you're not getting the hook sets in.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we do our best to try to work with people, because some people bring out rods that their grandson had made for them.
Right,
and that's absolutely fine. But the difference is when you're running, you know, I'm not going to say the lower quality, because they're not. They're really nice. You know, a lot of people have some nice stuff, but just the way that rod is set up, meaning the backbone in it, the fast action tip. If you're using a catfish rod to try to catch walleyes with, or they buy you an all-around rod, it's not going to have the same feel as the stuff that tournament pros are using and we're using. Because, again, these are the rods that kind of came up in the industry. And, you know, being sponsored now by Okuma, you know, we for years, I've always used the Okuma stuff. We've been on St. Croix. We've used Okuma. All that stuff is really nice. But the thing is, it's not just the rod. It's not just the reel. It's accompanying everything else to go along with it. The line, the line tension, the hooks, the certain jigs we're using, all of that plays a part into being successful.
Yeah. And the most, not the important thing, but, you know, you bring your rod out there and you, your line's been on that reel for 3 years. And you set that, and you set that hook into a walleye that's going to be the one that you want to see for the next, you know, 5 years on the wall, you know, a replica mount. And it, that you're, the first sound you're going to hear, it's not, snap. Oh my God, fish. You're going to hear bing, out
right,
of line.
Right. 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 Or they're going to spend more time trying to unwind the knots that occurred because that line's been sitting on that reel for 3 years, just like you said. So,
well, you know, and that's all a cool thing. So once again, everybody, we, you know, please, we're having a great conversation. I mean, it's really with unlimited guide service. All right. I want you to write that down. Unlimited guide service. We're talking with Anthony Zimmer and his buddy, Patrick Dina, the Dina, rather, I should say.
Yep.
And if somebody wants to call you and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey, how do I get in on this? What's the best way to set up a trip with you?
Couple ways you can do it. You can check us out at unlimitedguideservice.com. Has all our information on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can reach out to myself directly, Anthony Zimmer, at 630-518-7595 or Captain Patrick Dedina at 847-300-0877. Or you can, you know, like I said, online, you can see we have an email address attached to that as well. It's a little bit hard to spell it out. It's AG Unlimited, but again, you can see it on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has our rates and everything on there as well.
Cool. Once again, that's unlimitedguideservice.com. And we're talking with Anthony Zimmer, Captain Anthony Zimmer. And this sounds, he does the chain, Geneva, Lake Michigan. Am I missing something?
We do end up, we do go up to, we do go up to, Green Bay, generally in August for big fish. We're looking, you know, we're doing a lot of muskie up there, a lot of walleye up there. I've been doing that for a lot of years. So again, we will travel to where, if there's a lake you want to fish, we do Delavan, you know, Geneva, and then our local bodies around here. If somebody wanted a specific trip, meaning if they want to do a bass trip, something like that, we will take them to a lake that will, it'll be dialed in for them at that time.
Cool.
So, you know, if someone wants panfish, we might not be on the chain that day. We might be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we have enough guys. You know, we also do ice. Like I was saying, we have two other guys, Eugene Neesmith and Tyler Braswell. They're guides for me during the ice season. Absolutely outstanding guides. Great guys. A lot of guys from the show came out with us this year and they're really blown away with what we do. I mean, I have a good group of guys, you know?
And you also are great with working with young anglers, novice anglers, families that want to go fishing, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. One thing I also want to mention is we do work very closely with veteran-based organizations. We are tied in with Fishing for Good Foundation. So if there's a veteran that's listening on the line, please reach out. I can get you a free trip, donate a trip to you at no cost. So again, bring a cooler, bring a fishing license, come out, have a great day on the water.
All right. That's Anthony Zimmer, Unlimited Guide Service, 630-518-7595. Give him a call. You may just have the time of your life. Okay, Anthony?
I appreciate it, Chauncey. Thanks again for your time.
No problem. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine with Lund rebates as high as $5,000 on 2025s that are in stock. And those low rebates, they're as high as $4,000 on 24 and 25 models powered by your Mercury outboard. Plus, on top of that, you can get a 4-year gold warranty. You heard me right, a 4-year gold warranty from Mercury on that outboard for free.
That's right, free. That's on any new Mercury motors sold in the month of June, and they are dealing with prices on the boats on top of that. But those 2026 Lund and Low models that are being powered by a Mercury outboard, they're coming in every day, and they need the room. So that means they're dealing on the table. You can save some money. Come in the Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah, a little bluegill boogie. And that was my daughter Sarah saying, you know, you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hi, Sarah. You know, got lots of stuff to cover here. And sorry for the few bumps we had this morning. You know, when you're doing a live remote, you're doing a live remote, you know. hey, first of all, this is, I can't believe, you know, some people, you just want to, you know what I mean? the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and the agencies that, you know, the conservation officers, police officers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Obviously, I got to get my head straight on here. But the Luce County District Court on June 16th, I know some people, you just want to shake them and say, what are you doing? But a gentleman by the name of Justin Spritzley, he's 36, targeted several payment collection sites at which campers deposit cash. You know, you pull into a campsite, they have a cylindrical, for lack of a better, pipe for, you know, and you can put your money in there, or you fill out a form, put the money in the envelope, and you put it in there, and you off and away. And what he did was, he was breaking into them and stealing the money. I mean, okay, but, you know, he had an arraignment back earlier this year. He got one felony charge of larceny of more than $1,000, but less than $20,000, one misdemeanor charge, and operating on a suspended license. The court ordered him to pay $6,000 restitution and $2,000 in reimbursement for cash that was recovered as evidence, not cash that they didn't recover. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail, and he served 81 days for another charge he was brought up on. So he's going to finish out the rest of his year at the county jail there. And, you know, he was working the campgrounds in Michigan of Perch Lake, Lake Superior, Blind Sucker number 1 and number 2 in the mouth of the Two-Hearted River. You know, conservation officers are, you know, they just don't check licenses. They are actually, you know, have the same authority as the state police or local, actually more authority than the state police and a local police department. So I'm glad that they did their jobs. They do it right. And they caught the guy and, let's just say, busted him. Okay. Hey, also this weekend, next weekend, it's a hot time of the year, folks. And I'm not talking heat, but everybody and his brother is going to be out boating, trying to stay cool, whatever. I mean, this is across the country. There's a huge, huge push on this. You know, alcohol and operating a boat do not agree. Simple little fact. You know, driving a car, don't drink. Driving a boat, don't drink. You can have a great time. You can enjoy yourself, but you don't need to do this. And because this is where you have problems. And, you know, it may not be your boat, but somebody else in another boat who's not really watching themselves. You just have to be careful. Always, always have your life jacket on when you're in a boat. That's such an important thing, because if there is an accident, not just with your boat, but with somebody else's boat, you've got a better chance of survivability. And every time you click a life jacket strap, you're saying, I love you, to everybody in your family. Whether it's the dog, the cat, the birds, your kids, your single guys, your girlfriend, whatever. You're saying, I love you every time you click on, because you wear a life jacket. So you're around for them to enjoy you being here for a lot longer time. And it's just such an easy thing to do. Alcohol blurs a person's judgment and reaction time and their abilities to operate. So please, sometimes, you know, water levels are dropping. Okay, so river shorelines and sandbars. So you're zipping along a lake, and all of a sudden you hit a sandbar. There's no seatbelts in a boat. Everybody goes flying, which means they're going to bang their head. They're going to hurt, maybe break an arm or get cut. You got to be careful. Always keep an eye on the weather. If it looks iffy, get off the water. And now with everybody on their cell phones, you got radar. You got so many different weather things that'll alert you if there's going to be something coming. Please, please, please remember that. Don't drink and drive a boat, car, anything like that. And always tell somebody if you're going to go out, where you're going, et cetera. Leave a note saying, because if there's a problem and they need to go find you, they will find you. All right. The other thing that's going on is a big push in Wisconsin, and they should do this across the country, is they'll be checking lots of boats at the launch ramps, because they want to make sure that you're not taking aquatic invasive species from one body of water and putting it into another body of water. That's how a lot of this starts. Zebra mussels started being spread by just a simple minnow bucket. You put a minnow bucket in Lake Michigan. Okay, well, I'm going to go fish such and such a lake tomorrow. And then bring it home, put an aerator in it. And then they put that minnow bucket in that. Well, the little microscopic zebra mussels are in the water. You just contaminated that water. And you have to be careful. Only use the bait in the lake that you're fishing. Afterwards, throw it out. I know you're throwing money away, but then work harder and catch more fish. But really, you have to be careful. And plants, always go through your boat trailer. Check anything that's hanging on it, any weeds. Clean it off. Make sure that you clean out the, run some water through the bottom of the boat if you're done for the day. It's very, very important to do all of that. And I really do mean that. It's such a hard thing. That's such an easy, hard thing. It's an easy thing to do, but we just need to get it done for everybody to get it done right. Let's talk about the Aiden Fishing Report. This is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. My grandson said, "Papa, we stayed on the pier with the boat because the winds were too strong to go out. We caught bluegill, pumpkin seeds, and small perch. Sorry, no big perch." He knows I love perch. Allie, who's Allie? Allie's dad said that before the winds, salmon fishing was also slow. Most of the salmon were caught in 100 to 170 feet of water. Pier anglers caught a few freshwater drum on crankbaits and casting little silver spoons. I don't know the name. They just said a silver spoon. So Dad and I went to fish Turtle Cove on Big Blue Lake since we couldn't go out on Lake Michigan. And the bluegill were on every cast on those whack'em and stack'em jigs you gave me. It was fun. I switched to an Icon plastic worm with that yellow tail that you like, and I caught some bigger gills on the last hook, and the one big bass that I had came out of the water and spit the worm back at me. It was fun. See you in 2 weeks. Get ready to go fishing, and P.S., bring more stuff. Bring more stuff. That report was sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I love Aiden's report. 708-798-9700. And remember, ask them, what's the Chauncey price on that boat? Okay? Okay, Chicago. Perch alert, perch alert, perch alert. Perch alert, perch alert. Yep. I'm not saying it's wild everywhere, but get out there early, and they're getting some perch. Diversi Montrose, even the planetarium yield them early in the morning along the Chicago lakefront for the shore fishermen. While all are not catching them, the ones, if you're seeing somebody catch perch, go over there and talk to them. They'll teach you what they're doing. It might be bait, might be a rig setup. I mean, fishermen love to help other fishermen, okay? The other thing in the shore fishermen in Chicago, they're getting smallmouth on the perch bait. Okay, is there a problem with that? I don't think there's a problem. They were getting some smallies on perch bait and also getting drum on pretty much anything in the harbors. Those drum were just sheephead. They were going crazy. Minnows, plastic, small plastic jigs with wax worms. But if you were using a minnow, you may have caught a larger perch if they came in a little pot. And remember, they keep moving. They keep moving around. Out of the Southport Harbor in Wisconsin, which is not far over the state line, there are a couple of young anglers casting small spoons and taking perch at the harbor mouth. Now, in Illinois, they don't want us to walk on the, where you see the rocks are all piled up at a harbor because it's not safe. In Wisconsin, there you're allowed to walk on them, apparently, because I've seen a lot of fishermen fishing all along these, you know, breakwalls of just big, huge boulders and concrete chunks. And that's, we're at the harbor mouth, bouncing a jig on the bottom and picking up perch that way. So that's always a good sign. In southern Illinois waters, like, you know, of Lake Michigan and Indiana waters, they're picking up perch for the boaters, but you need to catch one or two and move on to another spot. That's the secret with, you know, getting your limit down in Indiana waters and along the Illinois-Indiana line. Get a couple of fish, move on. Couple of fish, move on. Keep that action going. Up in Hayward, Wisconsin, musky fishing has been tough because they're working the weed beds and shallow rock flats, but the water warmed up real quick. Bucktails, minnow baits, crankbaits, that's what you need to go with. Also in Hayward, walleye fishing got a little bit tough. We need to fish the deeper weeds or rock transition spots. That's another good location. Bass, they're pretty active in the shallows. Lily pads, fallen timber, plastic worms, topwater frogs should get some action. The weather's warmed up. That water's shallow, and that's where they are. Smallmouth, hey, you know, they have an attitude. So they just move to deeper water where it's cool, like you would sit in your basement watching TV. Perch and bluegill, it's a lot of kids are catching them off the docks in the Hayward area and having a great time, which is a fun thing to do. Up on the chip flowage, musky fishing is good there, though, but warmer temperatures are going to start pushing those fish deeper. That's an important thing to remember. If you're trolling those locations... Yeah, I'm here. Okay, walleye fishing was hit or miss. Northern pike are hitting those tinsel flies and chatterbaits. You got to love a chatterbait. They're working well. Fishing on Lake Decatur has been tough this past week. The water temp at the start of the week was 78 degrees, and I think it's probably about 80-something now. I mean, it just got really, really warm in that location. Our friend Steve Welch down at Shelbyville said, crappie, exclamation point. They're a little bit slow getting in their normal patterns, but if you fish all those fish grips and stuff, you're going to find action throughout that area, and that is a very key thing. My buddy Billy Himes said that he had a great morning of fishing the other day. No really big fish, but he had some kids on the boat, and they were on little smallmouth, big bluegills, and, of course, rock bass. We did a drop shot and crawler rig, and they were all over every cast. He said even the kids, when it slowed down, they said, hey, we need to move to find more fish. So the kids were acting as guides. You got to love that. You got to love that. up in Manistee, fishing has been slow overall, but a few king salmon, lake trout, and coho are being taken. So that's a good sign. I like to hear about that. Then we're also picking up some activity going on in the Little Bay Dinak area. Walleye anglers reporting some success with jerk baits and using electronics to position their lures close to the target fish. So they're using their electronics, say, there's a fish, and then they try to zero in on them. That's an important thing. Oh, man, I mean, I got a ton of fishing reports here today from everybody. Marquette, very few anglers have been out in Marquette. So we'll have to see what's going on there. The weather's been too hot and the wind's been blowing really bad, and they've been getting storms almost every day. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Potawatomi. It says, to love something is to understand it, and to understand it is to appreciate it. To love something is to understand it, and to understand it is to appreciate it. Wow. Hey, and we lost a great friend this week, so please remember to say Frank Klebeck's name around a council fire, because his spirit will rise with the smoke, and Frank, you will never, never be forgotten. We'll see you next week, everybody. Where? You know, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everyone.